News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
No-fault eviction bans should be reconsidered, says the Housing Committee. The government should consider reintroducing an emergency ban on no-fault evictions to help tackle homelessness. That's according to a new report by the Oireachtas Committee on Housing. And I'm joined by Sinn Féin's spokesperson on housing, Eoghan O'Brien. Eoghan, I assume this is something that you would support?
Absolutely. And in fact, it was supported by all members of the committee, both opposition and government. In December, the committee held hearings on the ever-deepening homelessness crisis, obviously heard from the department, local government, as well as frontline homeless service providers. We then decided to undertake a report with recommendations to the minister, and that was agreed in March and April, and it's been launched this morning at 10 o'clock. And at the very centre of it is the call for the government to introduce an emergency response to prevent people from becoming homeless and to get people out of emergency accommodation more quickly. That includes calling for a significant increase in funding for vital homeless prevention schemes like Tenant in Situ, a scheme that the government has actually cut funding for over the last 2 years,
okay. As well as usual question on, and I mean,
increase in social and affordable homes.
Indeed. Sorry to cut across you, but you'll know, you would predict it yourself. The obvious question that arises whenever this gets discussed, and you and I have discussed this before, is what about the negative unintended consequences on the market? Landlords taking a look at this and saying, death by a thousand cuts, I'm out of the market, and bang goes another property for rent.
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that the call for consideration of a temporary ban on no-fault evictions is in the context of an emergency response. Homeless services and emergency accommodation is at breaking point in many places. And if government was to introduce the kind of emergency response, both in terms of prevention and increase exits from homelessness, then a temporary ban on no-fault evictions would be absolutely crucial. It would be temporary. That's the logic of it in the context of the plan. And sure, there would be some landlords who would be unhappy by it. But we need to remember here, this is about preventing adults and particularly children from becoming homeless and from remaining in emergency accommodation for far too long. Either we accept that that's an emergency and it needs an emergency response, something we have not seen from government to date, or we just allow the crisis to continue. Okay. And therefore, I suppose the need to prevent adults and crucially children becoming homeless is what trumps other considerations in such a proposal.
One final thing before you go, if you're willing, Eoghan. We were speaking earlier on to the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, and one of the things I asked him about was Sinn Féin's successful passing of legislation to the Dáil yesterday, or the successful vote in respect to the removal of the 3-day wait period on abortion. And when asked for his reaction, he said that effectively there were a lot of further stages for the legislation to travel and a lot of amendments would be needed. And reading between the lines, it seemed a fair inference that he was suggesting that it would be possible to water it down or weaken it through that process. What's your view?
Well, first of all, we've always taken the view that a consensus is the best way to approach this. This is a serious piece of legislation. We want it to pass and we want women accessing reproductive health care to get the benefit of it. So we'll work constructively with anybody who shares that objective. Now, my understanding is, from talking to my colleague David Cullinan, who spearheaded the legislation, both in his conversations with government and with opposition, there is a desire to get this onto the statute books and into the real world. So we're quite positive about where things are going. But like any piece of legislation, it has to go to committee, it has to go to report stage, it has to go to the Seanad. And what we want is a piece of legislation that does the right thing by women and ensures they have the best quality reproductive health care. So we're up for the work ahead, but we need to make sure that it happens in a timely manner.
Thank you very much for your time, Eoghan. Eoghan O'Brien there joining us from Leinster House. You can hear the bells just calling people to order or votes or committee appearances there behind him.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.